So today we have with us a very, very dear friend of mine and AFB and partner in crime, I'll say, Scott Tennant, who is the CEO and of Synergy Medical Group in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Melody. How are you?
I'm so excited. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Me too.
I know. I'm so excited. So what? Let's talk to these guys, our fun audience, our family members, and I'm also going to do a shout out to your Synergy family that I know is here and with us walking today, because I, quick side note, got to visit the Tennant Institute when I was in Dallas right before COVID hit, and we had a blast, and I got to tell you what fun everybody is there. It can definitely tell where your values lie with the way everybody is. You just makes you feel like home.
Thank you. We had a great time.
We did. Well, let's talk about what we've kind of done this year. But to kick that off, I kind of want to get people to know a little bit about you, Scott. Do you want to kind of talk us about a little bit about Synergy and you and how everything got started?
Sure, sure. So my dad is Dr. Jerry Tennant, and he's an ophthalmologist by trade. When I was working for him, he found himself ill, and there wasn't a whole lot they could do. I didn't really know what it was, so he retired and took off on a new journey to basically find out what was going on. So he did, and that started Tennant Institute and Synergy Medical Group. So the Tennant Institute is his practice, and he helps people find their root cause of their illness. And then Synergy Medical Group is there to support and to support the clients to get the supplements that they need and the medical devices to use to help themselves heal and feel better.
That is awesome. You know what? I really love this story you told me about when you were a kid and helping your dad out with the office, just about how you kind of started your values there, but caring for people and helping people and that kind of stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, sure, sure. So when I was 14, I started working in the accounting department. And that was fun and nice, and I learned lots of nice things. But, you know, I really wanted to be with him over treating the patients. And it was really amazing to see them, you know, getting treatment and the smile and the joy of when we help someone. And it just really sort of set me up for what I really wanted in life, was seeing that miracle of helping somebody get well. And that started the whole thing. And I, you know, I love my dad and I love the way he thinks outside the box and really, really digs for, you know, what is going to help the person get to where they need to be.
So one thing I love about you, Scott, because like when we talk about, you know, being there for one another. Your values are so embedded into that. And it's just about helping people finding who they are as individuals. And we're going to get into that in a little bit later here, especially with the diversity piece. But what I want to fast forward a little bit now is, you know, we have started at AFB a project of creating a one-hour documentary for Helen Keller. And when we found out that there was the sizzle reel, the trailer, Scott here, we couldn't be doing what we're doing without him. He's really been, I'm going to say a big thank you for helping us. He's totally funded that project. And Scott, I want you to kind of talk about what it is Helen Keller means to you and what this project started off, because we're going to walk everybody through what we've been doing, which has been so fun.
Sure, sure. You know, once you asked me if I would help, the thing I remember is when I grew up in a very small town, and, you know, just knowing there wasn't a lot to do there and a lot of opportunity there. And, you know, being a young man that knew that he was gay and just trying to find your way through the world in that environment. And I remember when the teacher brought in a movie and it was The Miracle Worker. And, you know, we watched the movie, and what I noticed is there's a lot you can do, and there's a lot you can do for yourself and just move forward. And, you know, and that's really all I knew was, you know, that I didn't really notice that it was really, you know, Annie's story, because all I knew it ended when she said water. You know, that was pretty much all I knew. But the impact that Helen Keller made on my life was, you can do things and you can make an impact. I think I'll survive here. And it was an automatic yes, because the world needs that now, today.
No, I love that. You know, I'm going to go back to the miracle worker, because that's kind of how we, even I, until I really dove into our AFB Helen Keller archive, was I didn't know everything that Helen did past the time when she became a woman. But you and I had this major discussion about her finding the word water and the significance of that. I mean, that's when she really found her voice. That's like when the light switches. I know about you, but and me, I think we all can agree that there is a time in our lives when something just switches, right?
Yeah, I do. And that was one of the first ones that I noticed. But you know, it was funny. It changed me, but I didn't notice it till we looked back.
Right.
You know, and I do remember not too long ago, a lady I call my sister, Tina. She called me and she was a little disturbed in her child that's going to an advanced school. They had told her to find someone that actually changed their life. And she came up with some TikTok star. So Tina, she said, well, Liz, why don't you find somebody important? Somebody like, say, Helen Keller. And Liz said, who? And it was like time stopped for a minute for Tina. And then when she told me the same thing, my heart dropped. Is that, wow, a TikTok star. And you know, and it was interesting because we had a chance to teach from that point of view about who Helen Keller was and what she did. And this was a good year before we had this conversation.
Yeah.
So.
And I think what I really like is moving forward. So we've had, you know, the opportunity to really work with Max and his team on the creation of, you know, even we'll just talk about the trailer for today. Which everyone can check out, and we'll put the link in the chat box and also tell you 100 times, but it's afb.org/HKfilm. And what are some of the things, let's talk about, like, what is something that really struck you about Helen that she did that you didn't know that she did before?
Well, I really didn't know that she was that influential with, say, women's suffrage, and, you know, that she traveled so much and she was, you know, an ambassador and, you know, all the different things we're learning about just where she actually was. But, you know, it was amazing because somebody would have a hard time doing all those things now with all the resources we have.
Right.
It just amazes you when you look back at the archives as where she was and how she was able to do this. You know, it boggles your mind.
It does. It really does. And she, I don't think people maybe even know for me that she worked at AFB for over 40 years in her advocacy, and that she was able to reach at so many levels, friendships, relationships with, you know, Theodore Roosevelt and the Roosevelts themselves, and for being able to bring, what really struck me was how she had that ability to bring people together, even during controversy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I'm with you looking through the archives as we're doing the research, working with Max, is it's astounding. And you get trapped in there just learning. It's amazing.
You do. Yes, for sure. When you look at, you know, kind of like the film, what we're doing with Helen Keller, what are some other, I know we talked about those two things, but also about, you know, her fight for equality.
Sure. You know, it's, you know, I think with the way she just tackled things is she didn't seem to see, you know, anybody any different. There was no, you know, she treated everybody the same. And, you know, we talked a little earlier about, you know, deaf, blind, and how people see it as a disability. Well, it's not, you know, it's a different ability. And the way she even tackled herself and what she could do, and the way she, you know, helped other people see that. And it was so far reaching that not only the people she touched, but the people that she still touches, you know, today, just from her example. And, you know, I think we're going to release some things that are going to surprise people that she did that much. But it's just so far reaching.
It is. And I don't think people For me, was another surprise that she traveled to 39 countries. And, you know, the way that she was able to not only go and ask for change, but she commanded it.
Yeah. Quite gracefully.
Yes, quite gracefully. Yes, she totally. And you know, just with the way she even wrote to people, when you walk through the archives or the pictures, she compliments them well, but also says, and it's the reason why I come to you, because I know you have this in your heart. Because you have this in your heart, you need, this is what I'm asking. I mean, within Japan too, with being able to visit there and how she was so well adored.
True. And it's nice to see, you know, how you can find people reacting to her in the old films. You know, they were intrigued, you know, how she was able to do this and touch their heart.
Yes. And do that. And then also being able to develop schools for the blind, and she did in Japan, and then also the critical work she did for our veterans.
Sure. It's absolutely just amazing. And it's wonderful to be involved in the project and to see the backside, you know, of how it's created, and just know how we're going to bring her into this modern age, you know, to say, you know, here's who she really was, and give people that idea that they're, you know, that they're looking for. What next? You know, a little bit scared about what the world's going to be like in the next couple of months as things open back up.
Right.
You know, but an example of somebody who did things, you know, in all the diversity that hit her in her life, but, you know, to move forward and to make change and to do good and be good.
Yes. And what I also is the way that she did this in speaking truth. She was not, I think, in this world with what we're dealing with now, there's so much division and now the push, even in our centennial at AFB for, you know, inclusion knows no limits is our theme. And I really feel like this project is like the centerpiece of what it is we're doing here at AFB. And our programs is really elevating her into bringing her into this current stage of life and where we are.
Sure. It's going to be, you know, a miracle project, I think.
So one of the things I do want to talk about, as you can tell, that is we did have the opportunity for meeting with about six of Helen Keller's descendants. How fun was that?
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. That was amazing. And to know that they spent a lot of time in Dallas, which is where I'm from.
Yes. And to hear, yes. And the stories that they told about, you know, her favorite food at the end of the day was a hot dog with mustard only and a nice martini, you know, just really humanizing her. And I think that's so important, because there's so many, I know for myself, when I look at Helen Keller, she seems so untouchable to me, but there are so many things that I see her that doing into practice that I've put into practice myself when it comes to even my personal and professional life. Can you talk, have you done any of those years? Well, I know we've talked about this. I know you've done the same.
Yes. You know, I think by learning from her is, you know, I noticed this from an early life too, is I did look for diversity. I looked from people that I could learn from and look for their strengths, you know, because, you know, whether it's a seen, you know, quote, disability or an invisible disability, you know, there's a strength there that somebody has to get through. And, you know, when you see the sameness in someone else, then you can find the strength that you each have, and you can share that and grow together. So it's given me more of that, you know, I can find that.
Yes.
More so than others.
I love, well, let's talk a little bit about diversity, you know, and we're gonna use it into a fun story about us to play off of that. When we were there in January, you know, we're talking about, I love how you say that you find diversity in your life. Can you tell me why that's so important to you?
Gosh, you know, you know, I just like learning, you know, and I always said that, you know, I find that every bad thing and every good thing in my life is a stepping stone or a lesson. And so I noticed that, you know, when I was younger, I'd find people that were, you know, friends that were Chinese from Hong Kong. And it was interesting because, you know, I was interested in their life and what they could teach me. And we learned from each other, and it was a very, interesting relationship because it joined us together in the difference. And so I found that, just different people that I've found that have sort of a disability, they keep moving and they find a different way. It's a strength, which makes everybody grow.
I love that you said that. I think that what I really have learned from diversity is that you do find at the end of the day, all of our differences is what makes us stronger when we choose to unite.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Even when it comes to driving your car, which he did let me do, by the way.
But I
do want to talk about that in the sense of that being a very, although it was, you know, I hadn't driven since I lost my eyesight, and he let me do that, which was great when I visited. But what was great about it, you guys, and I know it's really fun and it was funny, but it did put us at a different bonding level to where there was a trust, right? He drives a Maserati, okay? So, and even it wasn't that, but it's the fact that there is this trust issue that really, I think in our society today is so lacking. And when you find that, it really, to me, when Helen Keller says, when we go back to some of her quotes, it's just like, you know, life is, some say that life has treated me unkind, and she has troubles in her heart. I'm not paraphrasing, but at the end, and she thinks about the blessing of friendship. She disregards all, like, you know, negativity against her life. And it's true. It's so simple, but it's so true. And I love that we're sitting here just having these discussions, that I think everything we've talked about is what we can practice in our own individual lives today.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, it's moving forward, it's doing good, it's finding good in the world. I agree. You know, it's finding, you know, that trust, like you said, you know, and that was what was interesting about us. You know, we were very new friends, and what we both came into it in our lives was the possibility of, and what we're here for, to do good and do good for others. And we, you know, had fun in the experience of, you know, all things are possible, no limits.
Right.
No limits. You know, we changed circumstances to make it possible for you to drive the car, which was fairly easy to do. Life doesn't have to be that hard, you know, and it wasn't, and it was fun, and we learned, and it was fun.
It was, and it's something that I'll always treasure. And now fast forward to here, we have living that. I love how you said no limits, because again, that's our tagline and our mission statement, is that we really need to stop putting limits on each other and on ourselves. I think we do that a lot and think that, you know, things are unattainable, but they are, if we just sit back and be open-minded and look at diversity. Diversity is such a beautiful thing, and it can open up so many minds, hearts, and souls. So thank you so much for that, Scott. It's been a real pleasure working with you, and I thank you again. I thank you from behalf of AFB too for kicking us off and doing this. It's just been, your spirit is just so contagious, and it's been a real joy. I've learned so much from our friendship. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for allowing me to do that and to work with you guys, because each and every one of you is totally amazing with huge hearts. And, you know, the caring and the opportunities you bring to people and looking out for people is just amazing. You know, so thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, we are already at question and answer time, which is crazy to me. That's like 5 minutes. But I want to go ahead and kick it off to John. And thanks again, Scott. I just want to be sending you a big hug.
Totally. Back at you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Melody. Scott, from what you have learned about Helen Keller, how would you put her methods into practice in your life?
Oh gosh, you know, I really already started, and you know, every single day I learn something different about her. And you know, and what she means to other people. You know, one of the questions I love asking people is, you know, when I tell her about the project is, what did Helen Keller mean to you? And it's interesting because everybody says water, but then they stop and they say, it meant I could be somebody. And that seems to be kind of a common theme. So, you know, to bring that back into my life is, it just gives you that peace of mind that you do make a difference. So that's how I think I've added it, you know, to my life.
Do you find others understand Helen past, you know, what we've all seen in The Miracle Worker?
You know, yes. And that's interesting because what I notice is, I notice that people come back a day later and they have left when I asked them that question. They came back and they said, you know, this is what I found. Oh my gosh, let me send you what I found. And it started a whole new discussion of, you know, wonderment, I think, of the past and the history and what was happening at the times and what she possibly was thinking. Pretty amazing actually. So yeah, they are seeing the possibility that she can give.
Great. And how do you see this affecting positive change in the realm of diversity and inclusion?
Wow. You know, I see that, especially as, you know, the documentary comes out, I think more and more people will see, you know, to reach out to, you know, to find others and find the commonality. You know, I really feel that the interest that I'm seeing is creating that in people. And just when I saw the sizzle reel about, you see all the things that she has done, just briefly, I mean, it's only like 4 minutes, and that's just the beginning of what we found. But, you know, it's really making people think and that they can do.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely giving a pause. I'm just going to add that in. It's just giving a pause of saying, okay, wait, you know, let me take a step back and reevaluating my life and looking at her as a just a person.
Sure. Yes. And I think that's good is, you know, yes, she's a person. I think that's the way she actually went through her life is, you know, I think if you really look back at it, that she was just a person in her own mind. And she was just doing good. There wasn't, you know, any motive behind what she was doing. It was just what was right.
Even when it became a little bit uncomfortable, because there were times of definite uncomfortableness. It wasn't all, you know, she fought. I mean, she was a fighter.
Yes. And it was always for the right. You know, it was always to be right and make it right. And that's what I think we all need to strive for. And I think that's what we're looking for right now, that everybody's so scared with what's happening in, you know, the world. Now what? We've been locked down. What's the world going to be like? You know, and we all thrive, you know, and hunt for and search for just seeing our friends again.
Right. And Helen lived through the Spanish influenza. And if you go to, you know, our archive or look at, she's beautiful quotes on how she kept and how she moved through that time.
True. Yeah. It gives us so much, you know, and it was a long span that she actually was involved in things, you know, the World War and, you know, the suffrage and how that changed, you know, the world, you know, just because it was happening here, but it changed the view of, you know, what a woman can do.
Right.
You know, and, you know, any one piece you can drill down into, and it's important. It's important. And I think that's what people's looking for now. They just have not had that, you know, a role model that actually fits with good.
Right. Hey guys, sorry, my internet dropped for a second. So if I was quiet for a characteristically long moment, that was why.
It's the Zoom world we're living in.
You know, we have a comment and a question in the chat, but you know, as these minutes go by very quickly, I want to mention you know, the trailer. Where can we see the trailer?
So we can see the trailer if you visit afb.org/HKfilm. You can go to that link and you can see the trailer. It's 8 minutes long, I think, but it is packed with beautiful images from our archive. It's fully accessible because inclusion knows no limits. So it has audio description and also captioning as well. And you can find it there. And what I would love more than anything is for people to take a look, go visit our archive as well. And come back to us at AFB and let us know what you saw. Come back to me or Scott or anybody and things that you want to talk about, because there's going to be, trust me, things that you just have never seen that are going to touch your heart completely. Let's get to that one question.
Okay, well, let's start with the comment. And this is from our friend and past Inform and Connect guest, Clark Reynolds. He shares an anecdote. As a Brit, the story I've always remembered is her house with the rope outside, so she could leave a normal life without relying on other people as a way to cross the yard of sorts.
Oh, I love that, Clark.
Wow, nice. It is.
Neat little anecdote. So Scott, curious, our audience is very curious. Do you have a favorite Helen Keller quote or maybe one particular moment that surprised you?
Gosh, you know, we mentioned it and right now I don't have it in front of me, the actual quote, but there was something about where Helen Keller, the world became my child. And I think that says a whole lot about how she cared for other people because she wasn't able to have a family. Or didn't have a family. And I really think that says a lot about who she is and the way she cared about people, is that it was nurturing and, you know, helpful and, you know, to help people move forward way past where they ever thought they could be. So I think that's, you know, my favorite quote. I'd have to get it for real. I need it here somewhere in my office, but it's huge. I think it's huge.
It is. I think if we all looked at the world that way, we'd be a different place.
Yeah. To me, it's just very motherly and kind and loving. And to me, it just really kind of encapsulates what I see when I see anything that she did or the outcome in, you know, the actions that she took and the group she worked with. It's loving and kind and nurturing in the end.
It is. Well, Scott, thank you so much for being here with us today. And before we go, if people wanted to learn more about you or get in touch with Synergy, how could they do that?
Sure. So you can go to our website, which is Synergy with an E. So it's SENERGY.US. And that's our main website. And you can reach us there and we can get back to you.
Thank you so much. Do you have any social media handles you wanted to?
That's actually the easiest way to find me. You can find me at Scott Tennant on Facebook, and I'd love for you to come in and you know, become my friend, and we can share our lives together.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you guys, thank you for being here with us today. I really enjoyed this angle of this discussion, just finding out things that we've learned. So again, it's afb.org/HKfilm. See our trailer, and also you can visit afb.org/100. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.